Time for Dial a Doc, and joining us today on Dial a Doc from FHN, FHN's Chief Medical Officer and Chief Hospitalist, Dr. Clarence Parks, is on the line. Dr. Parks, thanks for joining me here this morning on Dial a Doc.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So last month was Men's Health Awareness Month, and what can you tell us, what are the top health concerns for men that men face?
Excellent. That's a great question. So first, the life expectancy is different for men as opposed to women. Women tend to live longer than men. Now, admittedly, the life expectancy gap between men and women has decreased over the years. However, women still live approximately 5 years longer than men. Several things work against men. There are a few factors. One, men tend to partake in risky lifestyles at a higher rate than women. Those lifestyles can be things like smoking, drinking in excess, and even risky leisure activities like motorcycle riding. These are all what we call modifiable behaviors. And in addition to that, probably equally as important, men do not seek medical attention they need as often as women and as early as women. So now, as far as health issues unique to men, these are conditions such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, hormone deficiencies like low T syndrome, low testosterone.
You kind of touched on a couple of them, but are there any other reasons why men tend to die younger than women?
Yeah. So men tend to face some unique health challenges as we age. While men and women often suffer from the same adverse health conditions, men suffer from many common ailments at an early age. Significant cause is that men, as I mentioned before, do not pay as much attention to maintaining their health as do women. Men tend to ignore some of those early warning signs that may be a tip-off of ongoing health issues. Some of those things tend to be like, for instance, men have a higher percentage of uninsurance or no insurance. Men go to the doctor for preventative visits half as often as women. Men are employed in greater numbers and more dangerous occupations, mining, firefighting, construction. So trauma tends to be one of those big things. And men, as I mentioned before, have less healthy lifestyle, including risk-taking at younger ages.
So what can men do to stay healthy and also prevent disease?
Another great question. So men, one of the things that I have to often recommend is that men need to make an extra effort to stay as healthy as we grow older. It's about being tuned in with our bodies. It's about not ignoring those early warning signs of health issues. And it's about focusing on all of those modifiable behaviors. Healthy diet, stress reduction is huge. Sleep, getting the adequate amount of sleep, physical activity or exercise on a regular basis, regular checkups with your doctor or healthcare provider. And one of the key aspects is, remember, be your own advocate, educate yourself on healthy lifestyle practices, maintain a healthy weight, know your risk factors, and one of the big things that often is out there is your family history. Try to modify those modifiable risk things like not smoking. And if you drink, do not drink in excess.
What can someone do? You mentioned kind of seeing a doctor and getting ahead of some of those health issues when you find those early signs. What can someone do if they don't have a doctor?
Yeah, that's another excellent question. One of the things that I often say is having a relationship with a doctor or a healthcare provider is key and integral in this process, because after all, these are our experts that will direct us and manage some of those things. So whatever the reason, it is clear establishing a relationship with a doctor or healthcare provider is almost essential in maintaining good health. And and in disease prevention. So key findings, do your research, ask friends about providers, talk to your family, go online in order to make the best decision. Because when you make healthcare choices that offer the best possible care, you are most likely to get the best possible results, i.e. living longer and healthier.
What types of health screenings could I do myself without having to go to the doctor?
Okay. While everyone should schedule regular checkups with the doctor or healthcare provider and receive age-appropriate screenings, it is important not to lose the fact that nothing takes the place of good, sound health care. There are several screenings you can perform on a regular basis yourself. You should consult your health care provider about any of those benefits of earlier screenings, especially if you are in one of those high-risk group or have strong family history for particular types of diseases like heart disease, things of that sort. But having said all of that, there are four self-exams that you can perform on a regular basis at home between doctor visits that will help yourself. One is always making sure that you're observing of any skin abnormalities. That's key because you are going to be the first set of eyes. You know your body more than anyone else. Doing a general testicular exam, and when I talk about testicular exam, I'm not saying you're going to examine and probe to the point where it's uncomfortable, but you're going to notice things that may be different or unusual. Taking a good look when you brush your teeth at your oral mucosa, that's the lining of your mouth. Also, observing any changes in your chest and breast area. Being very observant of any changes is a key factor in observing and getting good health because you're going to be the first person to notice any issues.
We're talking with FHN's Chief Medical Officer and Chief Hospitalist, Dr. Clarence Parks, here today on Dial-A-Doc. Doc, what is the prostate and why is it important to our health?
Okay, excellent. Another excellent question. So most people, if you don't know what the prostate is or what it does, don't worry, you're not alone. Most men don't, but you should. And here's why. The prostate is a small size gland, about the size of a walnut, that forms part of the male reproductive system. The prostate is located in front of the rectum and just below the bladder in the male pelvis. The prostate also surrounds the urethra. The urethra is a tube or a canal that allows urine to pass through and pass out of the body. So the reason why this is something that we hone in on is because more than 30 million men suffer from prostate conditions that negatively affect the quality of life. And every year, more than 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and about 29,000 of them will die. Why do we see such a death rate? Major reason for that is, once, as I mentioned before, we tend not to be in tune with our bodies or observant of those early warning signs. Many of these conditions can be readily treated, and prostate cancer, if found early, is curable. So paying attention makes all the best sense.
Dr. Clarence Parks here joining us today on Dial-A-Doc. Doc, do I need vaccinations?
Another great question. So you do need vaccinations, and there are certain vaccinations that are more important in the adult population. So, for instance, a pneumonia vaccine, annual flu vaccine, a tetanus shot every 10 years. There is a list of other things that other vaccines, and that can be readily available under the Department of Public Health website. So you can look at the latest schedule of adult vaccines there.
Where can I turn to with the questions about my health?
Excellent, excellent. So good health is not merely the absence of disease. It's also a lifestyle, right? So whether it's enough sleep, relaxing after a stressful day, or enjoying a particular hobby, it's important to take time to be good to yourself. So that's number one. Take steps to balance work, home, and play. Pay attention to your health. That's key. And make healthy living a part of your life. First and foremost, everyone should develop a good relationship with a doctor or a healthcare provider. Together, you can forge a healthy relationship, healthy lifestyle, and attend to any health issues when they're curable and treatable. So if you need a primary care provider, you can always call 815-599-7060 and have a provider appointment before you hang up the phone.
All right. FHN's Chief Medical Officer and Chief Hospitalist, Dr. Clarence Parks on Dial-A-Doc. Dr. Parks, thanks for joining me today on Dial-A-Doc and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, Dr. Clarence Parks, FHN's Chief Medical Officer and Chief Hospitalist here today on Dial-A-Doc.